to tell you. Life ain't a passing you by. I'm trying to tell you. Cut loose, run loose, pick up and dance. Ooh-wee, hurry, shake, shake for me. Oh, my Lord, come on, let go. Loose, more loose, everybody cut for crimes that plague the big cities of this country, when he could sweep this pestilence from the face of the earth with one mighty gesture of his hand. If our Lord wasn't testing us, how would you account for the proliferation these days of this obscene rock and roll music with its gospel of easy sexuality and relaxed morality? If our Lord wasn't testing us, why, he could take all these pornographic books and albums and turn them into one big fiery sinner like that. But how would that make us stronger for him? One of these days, my Lord is going to come to me and ask me for an explanation for the lives of each and every one of you. What am I going to tell him on that day? That I was busy? That I was tired? That I was bored? No! I can never let up! I welcome his test. I welcome this challenge from my Lord so that one day I can deliver all of you unto his hands. And when that day dawns, I don't want to have to do any explaining. I don't want to be missing from your lives. Praise the Lord in singing. Hymn number 397. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in
Well, you have a good week
we'll
now.
See.
Bye-bye, Ellen.
Mrs. McCormick, your sister has us so excited about you coming.
Oh, thank you.
Did you meet my wife, Vi?
No. How do you do?
How nice to meet you.
Welcome.
This is my son, Ren.
Hello, Ren.
Would you excuse me,
son? So,
Daddy?
Oh, Ariel, will you come and meet the McCormicks?
Stunning new gentleman.
This is Mrs. McCormick and her son, is it Ren?
Ren.
Ren's going to be new at the high school tomorrow.
Hi. Hi. Daddy, me, Edna, Wendy, Joe, and Rusty are going down for a soda at high school, okay?
They're done.
Well,
Ariel, remember, you have school tomorrow.
I'll be home for supper.
God, he's excellent!
What, the new kid? He's all right.
What, are you blind? He is gorgeous!
So, have you seen the new high school?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, I almost forgot. Cindy hadn't had her baby.
What was it?
Yesterday, my mother smoked her.
Oh, my. Is she coming back for graduation?
I don't feel a bit sorry for her. You can't buy a diaphragm for the male. I'm serious.
Well, did she decide who the father was?
There's no question. It was Dwayne Capps.
And wait a minute. I've been going with
Duane Patsy never had the time.
Well, how long does it take, Winnie Jo?
Ladies and gentlemen, moving up behind us, you'll notice the incredible Barfmobile. Wow!
Going my way.
You're lonely tonight. You want to race? You got to race.
What, that piece of junk?
I didn't step on it.
That's a great book. Slaughterhouse Five. Yeah, it's a classic.
Do you read much?
Maybe in another town it's a classic.
In any town.
Tom Sawyer is a classic.
Now, that's fine, Ethel.
Ethel, honey, here, have some more ham.
No, no. You sure Rand doesn't want something?
I don't think so. We're both a little tired from the move.
I think I'm going to take Rand a potato.
Amy, come back and sit down. I'm sure your cousin's fine. I'm sure it's a shock to the system moving out here from the big city.
But what if he's starving?
Amy, you are so lame.
Sarah, Amy, eat.
Oh, I guess it's still outside. How did you both hear?
Ethel, you sure you're not too tired?
No, Ren did most of the driving.
If you ask me, Ren is a total fox.
Amy!
Where did you hear that? Ethel, you see how television and those kinds of books influence children? You see?
Yeah, that's what you get for snipping spray starch.
After he graduated, they drained his brain.
Hey, Edna, you getting fries?
If I am, you can't have any.
Winnie Jo! Winnie Jo!
Yes, bring me Edna's fries.
Oh, sure.
Hey, where are you going? What are you doing?
Smuggle tape.
Hey, you be careful with that. Your daddy hears you playing it, he'll bust your butt. Ha!
Your mother didn't think you had any money with you.
Rand?
Yeah, Mom.
Is that right, Zoe?
Huh?
You can wear that tie?
Yeah.
But you might want to dress down for now.
Well, I like the tie.
September, when you go off to college, you can dress like David Bowie.
Come on, let's go.
Drive anyway. You're supposed to stay on the right side.
Hey, I like that hat, man. Is some men's clothes where you got that?
Willard, come on. What's your name?
Ren.
Yeah? My name's Willard. Hewitt. Good to meet you.
How you doing?
All right. I'll see you around.
All right.
Willard, I swear, these days.
Fabulous. I mean, it's fabulous. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
Harry. Right?
Very good. Woo! Girl, you are on.
Chicago, wow, man. Must be wild. Like the Naked City.
Come on, fish.
I'll tell you, man, you're going to bounce off the goddamn walls here. So what do you do there?
I don't know. Same thing you do here. What do you do here?
A lot of this.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I'll tell you, man. You know this place? It's called the Blue Heaven.
Yeah?
That's great. You had to steal IDs to get in this place. It was incredible, you know. It was like a huge underground circus, you know? Hot pink neon climbing up the walls and astral music and girls. Millions of girls, like from the university mostly. We could get one of them to dance, just one, and that was it. We get out on the floor and we really start to smoke, you know, we start cutting into each other, and these girls will just stop whatever they were doing. They look
how?
You know, they start to warm up, right? Pretty soon, start buying us beers.
They're buying you guys beers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, there was this one. This was the best. Ginger. I was
We started dancing, right? Slow dancing, like we were stuck to each other. Now, eventually, it's obvious to me that she wants to do more than dance, right? So we left the place. On the way to the car, she's already got her tongue in my ear, right? We get to the car. She says we can't go back to her place because of her roommate, right? But she says, hey, that's no problem. She's got these seats in the car that recline back. All the way back. If you know what I'm saying.
All the way?
But I shit you. Right? She rips my shirt open. She's clawing my chest. She's biting my neck. And I'm trying to get over the stick shift because we're going like a freaking freight train now. All of a sudden, she starts screaming at the top of her lungs. Oh, God! Oh, God! Don't stop! Don't stop! Make ginger pop!
Oh, shit, really?
No. Yeah, but we did dance. We danced our asses off.
Weller! Lord, how could you let our new student eat this food?
We don't eat this.
Yeah, we have some delicious homemade food over there.
Come on over.
So good. Yeah, come on. Come on, Weller.
Hi.
Oh, chicken. Mmm. Come on. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Bring your friend.
You won't get any of here.
What's that?
Dancing. There's no dancing, right?
That's right.
What? It's illegal.
Jump back.
That's true.
That's been for about 5 or 6 years.
What?
Go ahead, tell him.
Started when a bunch of kids got killed in a car wreck. Whole town went bananas, blaming it on the music and liquor and dancing. Now they're just convinced it's all a sin.
Who's convinced?
Whole damn town.
You really can't dance here, man. I can't believe that.
It's true. This isn't the only place either. You'd be surprised. Places upstate you can't dance. Places in Kansas and Arkansas. All over the place. My cousin lives in Montana. He can't dance where she lives either.
Yeah? Did she ever get busted for bopping?
I don't know. Never asked her.
You rich?
No, why?
I've only never bought a tape before.
Get serious. This place is too weird. Don't you ever listen to the radio?
Nah, we got one radio at home, but it's never on.
You like men at work?
Which men?
Men at work.
Where do they work?
No, they don't. They're a music group.
What do they call themselves?
Oh, no. Well, what about the police?
What about it?
You heard them?
No, but I seen them.
What, a concert?
No, behind you.
What? Oh, shit.
Step out of the car?
Yeah, could you tell me what the problem is?
Will you just step out of the car, please? Hey, Jim, these plates are Illinois State.
So?
So? You got a license? Jim Kent.
Hey, I just bought that. Hey, you're playing it kind of loud, weren't you? Yeah, is there a law against loud music? Hey, let's watch that attitude, boy. This way, I don't have to take you in.
$25, they wouldn't even let me off with a warning.
Well, you can't talk to our police the way you talk to those big city police.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, sure. There, hush. When there was this bunch of kids snuck over the state line a year or so ago to see some rock and roll group, and they were stopped on their way back into town by the police.
They were in church and school probation for weeks. So you better watch your step around here, young man.
Daddy? I'm sorry about the other night at the drive-in. I mean about the music.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Daddy? I don't know what came over me.
You know, I can't always be with you, Ariel. Can't always look out for you.
What's the music?
Oh, it's
think it's Haydn, chamber pieces.
And that kind of music's okay?
Well, it's uplifting. It doesn't confuse people's minds and bodies.
I don't...
What?
I see.
Listen, could you tell your mother to go on to bed? Still have a lot of work to do down here.
Yeah, I will. Daddy?
What is it?
Good night.
Good night, honey.
Kid, I'm talking to you. Where'd your tie go? I thought only pansies wore neckties.
Oh yeah, see that? I thought only assholes used the word pansy.
Oh, we got you on that one, Jack.
Shut up! Son of a bitch is gonna pay for that.
You got jumbo coconut balls, and you're really pretty stupid.
Who is that douchebag?
He's just a little weasel, but you gotta watch your back.
Can you operate a pallet jack?
Uh-uh.
Well, how about a bag closer?
Uh-uh.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
You're not stupid, are you?
Hey, you trying to piss me off?
Well, boy, a lot of folks are gonna give you problems right off, because you see you're an outsider. You're dangerous. They're always going to worry about you. Screw them. And this is only one little corner of the world.
Start Thursday.
Sounds okay.
Cranston wants to see you. Meet over at the back of his daddy's field tomorrow, 5:30.
So what happens tomorrow, 5:30?
You're gonna have to show up to find out.
And if I don't?
People will know you're scared. Anyway, Chuck will find you. You want that?
Hey, Ren, you're backing up in here. Where are you?
Hey, hey, yo. How come he sent you?
I volunteered.
Hey, McCormick, where the hell are you?
Do you know her? And so she tells me that I pissed Chuck off, right? So he wants to see me. And she walks away.
He's betting you're gonna chicken and never...
impressive. Yeah. Kind of out of it. I had to go to work last year.
Or are you still moving? Ooh, you better watch it. Everyone's gonna tell it pop and you're gonna burn.
Yeah, what's her story? Is she really tough or what?
She's trying to make people forget she's a preacher's kid.
Is that why she hangs out with Chuck?
Maybe. People think she's a hellraiser.
Is she?
I think she's been kissed a lot.
You never guess your daddy's a fire chief.
You never guess your daddy's a minister with red boots.
My daddy hates me wearing these boots.
And you love that, don't you?
Huh? What are you going to do when I go away to college?
Why do you want to do that, honey?
Just cause. Cut out for more in this small town.
Small town as they come.
A chicken race with tractors? Well, how hard could it be, right?
It's like a car. It's easy. It's like driving a sports car. Nothing could be simpler.
Oh, hey, old man, just remember, stay calm.
Calm. Tell me something. I've never driven a tractor before.
See, look, this is your clutch.
You got your clutch down here.
Your brake.
Your gas and your brake.
You start off, just shift it in the high.
Start off, you want to shift it in the high.
Don't worry about it. One, two, three, four.
Don't worry about
it. Put it in the third. Once you get going, slam it in the fourth.
Put it in the fourth.
That's your emergency brake. These operate your buckets.
Don't mess with the buckets.
I'll bet he's scared shitless. He turns out in 10 seconds. Woo-hoo! Watch.
Whoa. Hey, Chuck, you sure you're up to this?
Well, whose side are you on anyway, honey?
Yeah, I'm not to smoke.
Tell me I had enough to smoke.
If I didn't say you had enough to smoke, I said you had a lot to smoke.
Well, don't tell me that either. Why don't you go tell Dogface we're ready to go?
Yeah!
All right, let's do it.
Ren, just remember he's chicken shit. Just hang in there. You're going to be great.
Just hope to God he pulls out.
Yeah, because then I don't want to split his face open.
Oh, cool,
don't
Tarzan.
Give him hell, Ren.
Get him, Ren. Come on, Ren. We're with you.
How did I get myself into this?
Hey, Woody. Woody, come here. Listen, has anybody ever died doing this?
Just once.
Hey, Ren! Hey, sport! When this hat flies in the air, you better have your button gear.
Get her.
Come on. I got my fingers crossed,
come on,
buddy!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Practice every day until 4. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, he works at the Bemis Mill till 6. Whoops! You already knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he hasn't dated since he's been in town. And late Friday night.
Yeah?
By the light of the full moon. He, breaks into churchyards and bites the heads off live chickens.
Come on, Errol. What is it, Chuck? Look, I never did think he had all his dogs barking anyway. Besides, what is wrong about getting a little psyched over Wren? He's cute. He's from out of town, and don't tell me that doesn't curl your toes, Errol. I know you too well. You went out here so bad, you probably memorized bus schedules.
And you don't?
Hey, asshole. Interested in some really good shit?
Oh, my God, Rich, you sly little shit. You just made a whole sentence.
Don't get smart, ass. I've been watching you these past couple weeks. I know you're not stupid. And I've got a friend here who can help you out from time to time.
Oh, no. Thanks a lot, man. Thank you, but I got my own sources. You know, I've been getting into hog tranquilizers.
What do you say we just call this a sample and you know where you can get some more?
No, wait. Rich, hold up, man. Look, I don't want your shit.
Why don't I just take it? You know, you're taking some real chances being new in the school.
Rich, I gotta show you some. Wait, this is Steve.
Come back, Joe.
Come back,
Joe. You think I'd do that with a real joint? Do you know what an OZ is going for these days?
I'm gonna get you. You wait. The Reverend was right about you.
Seems a bunch of kids was raising some hell out of Burlington Cranston's property a few days back. Tore up the fields, turned over a tractor and everything. Today, someone suggested to me there's been some trouble up at the high school. I think it was drugs.
You wouldn't know anything about that. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
He said no.
Amy.
I said no, sir.
Well, you know, Wren, whenever we used to call up to your folks there in Chicago, I don't think there was any trouble back there, was there? And I don't know what to make of it. But it seems a lot of people are pointing a finger in your direction lately.
And what are they saying?
What I have been telling you about the trouble and the drugs, and you just seem to be having a lot of trouble since you moved here. And I figured...
You figured where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Usually works like that. Now look, Wren, you know that I would never try to take the place of your father.
Yeah, well, there's no chance of that.
Wren.
Uh-oh, he's taking the car.
We'll be right back.
What are you doing here?
Watching.
Thought I was alone.
Huh. Not in this town. There's eyes everywhere. How come you don't like me?
What makes you think I don't like
Look,
you?
You never talk to me at school. You never look at me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's because if I did, your boyfriend would remove my lungs with a spoon.
Chuck Cranston doesn't own me. Sure, he likes to act like he does, but he doesn't. Do you want to kiss me?
Someday.
Hey, what is the someday shit?
Well, I get the feeling you've been kissed a lot. You know, I'm afraid I'd suffer by comparison.
You don't think much of me, do you? You think I'm small town?
I think Beaumont's a small town.
I'm going away. I've already applied to colleges. Yeah, I applied to colleges my father doesn't even know I applied to. He's gonna come after me, but I'm gonna be gone. Wanna see something? Years ago, I guess. It's stuff we're not supposed to read.
This is all out of books?
Most of it. Some songs, magazines. Some poems that get made up.
I'll sing to you of silver swans, of kingdoms and carillons.
I'll sing of bodies intertwined underneath an innocent sky.
You wrote that?
It's not even one of my best.
It's all right.
Wait a minute. You hear that?
What?
The train, you hear it? Sometimes after football games, we come out here, just a few of us, and we stand here. And then when the train comes, we make out like crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Most of the time, we just stand and scream.
Scream?
Yeah, I saw it in a movie once, real loud, from here.
Come on, don't screw around, huh?
It's late.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to impose a curfew on the young people of my congregation that I can't even enforce in my own home. Have you been drinking?
No.
Were you smoking something?
No. I wasn't stealing, I wasn't gambling, I wasn't dancing, I wasn't reading books I'm not supposed to. I am late.
Well, who are you with?
Fred McCormick.
I don't want you to see him anymore.
Why?
Because I've heard he's a troublemaker.
Just because he hasn't lived in this town for 20 years doesn't make him a troublemaker.
Ariel, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
There ain't nothing to do with me, Daddy. You like it or not, this is it. It doesn't get much better.
Because somebody's got it in for me. Now, somehow Coach finds out that I brought Ariel home late last night, so I'm a troublemaker, right?
Yeah, but that's not why I'm off the team, see? No, no. I'm off the team because they just don't have the funds for one more gymnast this year, but thank you anyway. You know, I'm busting my balls trying to fit in here, and every door is getting slammed in my face.
Hey, McCormick, sorry to hear you got caught.
What's
going on with the Has anybody lived in this town?
You know what it is, partner? You got an attitude problem.
Oh, I got an attitude problem?
Yes. And I'm not the only one who's noticed it, Red. I mean, we're not living in the goddamn Middle Ages here. We got TV. We got Family Feud. We're not stuck in Leave It to Beaver Land here.
Yeah, well, I haven't noticed a wet t-shirt contest in town yet.
Yeah, well, I haven't either. But I'm waiting, patiently.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, man. I'd like to glue a Playboy centerfold inside every one of Reverend Moore's hymnals.
Yeah, you know what else we could do? We could start one of your nightclubs right there in the church, huh?
Hey, that's it. That's it, man.
What?
A dance.
What?
A dance. We could have a dance. You know dance? You know dance? You know what I mean, dance?
Hey, Rob, friend. Come on. You're going to get me angry, man. We're going to turn
Come
this
on.
Town upside down.
Stop it.
Hey. You know, I was down in Denver last year for about a week at a Bible convention there. And the whole time I was there, people would come up to me and ask me, Reverend, how can you live in such a small town, so far away from the hustle and bustle of the 20th century? I tell you them, you'd never ask me that. If you could just once, just for 1 minute, experience the feeling of family that comes from knowing that all of our lives are tied up with each other's. That we feel all the same joys, same sorrows, and that we care. Each and every one of us cares for the other. I told them, I just feel closer to my Lord out there. And I feel closer and safer with my people, and I think they feel closer to me. The Lord smiles on us out there. And that's where I'm staying. Why don't you have some cake?
Roger, the town council has no intention of bowing to the wishes of a small group of student
reverend. Eleanor and I are absolutely certain. We know for a fact that this boy is organizing a dance.
Not going to have any dance.
Unless some young punk pushes around now, it won't be long before every standard in the community
Excuse
is violated.
So.
Boys, they ain't a ticket.
Ariel, get in the car.
Got the whole council going.
Now, there's a town meeting I ain't going to miss.
Hey, Rin, where are you taking us?
Going over the state line. I want you guys to see what you've all been missing.
Rin, I know you're not going to let Willard fight, right?
I don't fight.
Oh, right. And I don't breathe.
Drink better than I dance.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Oh, I want you guys. on TV and show me something new.
Oh, we didn't come all this way just to sit it out, man.
I'll be out there. Don't worry about it. I'll just figure out from here. Hey, come on, man.
Don't be an asshole. They're waiting to dance with us.
I can't dance.
You what?
I can't dance. Out of all.
Oh. Buy him a beer.
Thank you. I hate this bridge. It gives me the creeps.
How come?
You've heard this one. The infamous Crosby Bridge accident, right? You've heard it.
No.
Oh, you're missing out. About 5 years ago, these kids were playing Pyro Tag and they were drunk.
Uh-huh.
So one car hits the other one and they both go over the edge of the bridge. Dead. That's when they started passing the laws against booze, against dancing and drinking. I don't know. My father had a field day.
Your father what?
My older brother was one that got killed.
God, you should have seen Bobby. He was like Warren Beatty on the top, isn't he?
My father went off the deep end. He decided we all needed saving, no matter what. He's going to personally save this little pissant town, and he's going to deliver it up to heaven with his daughter sitting like a cherry on top of it.
I called over to Rusty's last night. I don't understand why you feel it necessary to lie to me.
I don't know why you'd find it necessary to check up on me.
I'm concerned about your well-being, that's all.
Well, how come when I'm here at home, you're never as interested in what I'm doing or saying as you are when I walk out that door? Man, suddenly you want to know everything.
Ariel, I don't know what's provoked this outburst, but I don't like it any more than I like not knowing where you were for 6 hours last night.
Shaw, don't you think we could wait on
No, I don't think this can wait. And you know, I'm sick and tired of you coming in on her side. She's going to have to start answering for herself.
I don't know what good that would do. You don't listen to me anymore than you listen to her.
Oh!
I've never hit anyone in my life.
No.
We're losing her, Vi. Don't you see that?
No. I see you chasing after her, and I see her running from you.
She's become so willful and obstinate.
She's like her father. The two of you were so wonderful once. You had so much to talk about. I was almost jealous.
It's not as if we don't talk. It's just that sometimes people run out of things to say.
Shaw, it's 20 years now I've been a minister's wife, and I've been quiet, supportive, unobtrusive, and after 20 years, I still think you're a wonderful preacher. You can lift a congregation up so high they have to look down to see heaven. It's a one-to-one where you need a little work.
We could really use your support on this
thing. I really don't think my mother would approve.
Oh, yeah, but we're not talking about a free-for-all. It won't be a drunken brawl. It's just a dance. Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it, okay? Just think about it. Okay, thanks. See you later.
Sounds great to me.
Hey, how you doing, boy? Need any help, you just let me know.
Okay, you got it.
Don't forget.
Hi.
Now, Chuck has heard something that's upset him real good, and I want you to tell me it ain't so, Mr. Chicago Big Shot. See, he's been here, and you're going to try to throw a dance at school. A senior dance. And he figured only a dumb son of a bitch faggot would try that. Is that what you're trying?
He sure the hell is.
Excuse me, girl. Come on out, Ren. You guys stay right there.
Is he really going to get us to dance?
Yep. About time, McCormick.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks.
Look, don't you have any better manners than that? Would your mama teach you better? Treat animals like that? Huh? How's it feel? Don't feel too good now, does it, huh?
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to fight City Hall.
What do you mean I got to fight City Hall?
Guys, Mr. McCormick, there's a town council. It's made up of about 7 people. Shaw Moore's one of them. Burlington Cranston is another. Personally, I don't like that loud son of a bitch. They meet every third Thursday of the month. If there's something you want in this town, you're going to have to go talk to them.
You're going to get re-creamed.
Jeez. I'm not so good with words.
Keep thinking like that, Ren. You are going to get creamed.
So, when Woody over here doesn't know a dance from a dipstick.
And you do. You do, huh? Which way is your left? Huh? Willard, which way is your left? He don't know his left foot from his right foot.
I'll tell you something, man. If I got to get up in front of that council, you are going to learn how to dance.
This book.
I would hope you wouldn't.
Reverend Moore,
Mrs. Evans is calling about that dance over at the school.
Would you tell her I'll call her back right after Junior Bible? Now, what were you saying?
This was found in one of the athletic lockers over at the school. A book like this should be burned. We should go to the library and remove this corruption from the shelves.
Well, there's no sense blowing it up into something that it isn't.
Hello!
Careful.
Come on, Max. All set up, Vi.
Well, I think it's quite obvious what it is.
Well, it's not quite so obvious how I should handle it.
Reverend, if you'll excuse my saying so, when we got rid of that young English teacher over at the school, we didn't get any support from you.
Because I didn't think we had any grounds for his dismissal.
Well, Reverend, around here, it caused a lot of folks some worry.
Well, a lot of folks worry a little too much.
Doesn't take much time for corruption to take root, Reverend.
How long is that, Roger? About as long as it takes compassion to die. Say, do I get a cookie?
No!
Oh, how about some milk? Did you drink all the milk?
Yeah!
You don't have to tell me nothing. I know why you don't call me up.
I wanted to tell you myself.
Oh, well, I know why you don't want to see me anymore. Hey, I'm not stupid. I'm not blind. It's McCormick, ain't it? You're just dying to screw McCormick, aren't you? Aren't you?
You're so stupid.
Stupid? I think I don't see you looking at him like some bitch in heat. You wrap those skinny legs around anybody, won't
you? Shut up!
Is that what I get? Huh? I treated you decent.
Sorry you have to see me like this. I'll be okay. Just sneak in at home, I'll be fine. I look okay?
Yeah, I think we'll pull through.
Thanks for coming for me.
I understand.
I mean, there's nothing to understand. You're taking on my father.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait, I got no beef with him. Wait. This is my fight, you know. It's with the town. It's not with one guy. You don't get to turn my fight into some kind of a screw you to your old man. Hey, look. Maybe you shouldn't try so hard to forget your brother. Try to make your father forget him, you know?
It's not that easy.
I know. Let's look at the box. Huh?
Give me the box.
Nice.
Think you might ever kiss me?
Harvey and Bernie were here for a long time.
Hmm.
You still talking about that dance?
Yeah.
What did you decide to do?
It's not going to happen. That's one more thing that Ariel is not going to forgive me for, but...
Can you step out of the way long enough to realize that she's doing all this for you?
Me? I don't see that. I just know that when kids dance together, they become sexually irresponsible. I can't take the chance of it. Well, what's so funny?
You talk like that's the only thing that gets them excited. Don't you remember when we used to look at each other and get excited? Well, it's just the same with them. You're not going to put their eyes out.
No.
None of this is going to undo one stupid accident.
I'm responsible for the spiritual life of this community.
Shaw, you can't be a father to everybody. You can't do that.
I thought that at least you believed in me.
I never stopped.
Hey, I'll lay you flat, Ariel.
Support Red McCormick at the council meeting tomorrow night.
You're bringing me down. You can make a difference.
I'm trying to remind you to come to the town council meeting tomorrow and to show your support in favor.
Hi. Still hurt?
Yeah.
Good.
Nervous?
No. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't know what I'm going to say to the council. There's only the seven of them, though, right? Who else is going to be there?
Everybody. Take a deep breath. You ready?
What is it? Holy Bible? What? Oh, this is great. This is great. How did you know where to find all this?
Are you kidding?
Waving your flanks around here without people taking shots at now. This is not the first time.
My business was off, but people are taking business away from me.
You too.
And your Aunt Lulu's been getting some ugly phone calls, and today your mother lost her job.
Left!
Mom, is that true?
What?
Mr. Collins said he'd been hearing some things about you. He thought maybe I ought to stay home and be a proper mother.
Now, what did you say?
I told him to shove it.
Now, damn it, Ethel, this is serious.
West, there's other jobs.
Where?
Why, shouldn't you call the police?
Oh, I don't know how much good it'll do. I'll get Jim Earl House over here. Will you stop now? Will you stop?
I don't understand this town. It's like something's choking everybody. Only they don't know they're choking.
Let me ask you something. Why this dance in this town?
It's not just about a dance. Not anymore.
I know. That's what I mean. I watch you. I see.
You're not going to understand this.
Try me.
Dad first threatened to leave. I thought it was because of me. I thought it was something that I wasn't doing right. And I figured there was something that I could do to make it like it was, and that he'd want to stay, you know. But when he left just like that, and I realized that everything that I'd done hoping that he'd stay, everything I'd done, it didn't mean shit, you know. Didn't matter. And I felt like, what difference does it make? But now, I'm thinking I could really do something, you know. I could really do something for me this time. Otherwise, I'm just going to disappear.
All right, Virginia. I guess that ends the discussion on this issue.
And so the price of a dog license will go from $350 to $450. A licensed pet is a happy one. And that takes care of old business, Burlington.
Thank you, Virginia. It was real good. All right, now we can consider any new business. excuse me. Before we begin, I just want to remind all you kids, we're conducting an official meeting. We're not going to tolerate any disturbances. Okay, floor is now open for any new business.
My name is Ren McCormick, and I would like to move on behalf of most of the senior class of Beaumont High School that the law against public dancing within the town limits of Beaumont be abolished.
Mr. Chairman, could I address myself to this?
Bet.
Even if this was not a law, which it is, I'm afraid I would have a lot of difficulty endorsing an enterprise which is as fraught with genuine peril as I believe this one to be. Besides the liquor and the drugs, which always seem to accompany such an event, the thing that distresses me even more, Wren, is the spiritual corruption that can be involved. These dances and this kind of music can be destructive. And, Wren, I'm afraid you're going to find that most of the people in our community are going to agree with me on this.
I do.
That's all I have to say on it.
I believe a vote is in order on the motion.
All those opposed...
Well, excuse me, I'd just like to say something.
Outrageous.
If you think that
Eleanor, sit down. I think Mr. McCormick has a right to be heard.
Well, I just wanted to say a few words about this motion so that you wouldn't think that we were encouraging destruction with this idea. From the oldest of times, people danced for a number of reasons. They danced in prayer, or so that their crops would be plentiful, or so their hunt would be good. And they danced to stay physically fit and show their community spirit. And they danced to celebrate. And that is the dancing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Aren't we told? In Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Let them praise his name in the dance.
Amen.
Amen. And it was King David. King David, who we read about in Samuel. And what did David do? David danced before the Lord with all his might, leaping and dancing before the Lord, leaping and dancing. And Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh, and a time to weep. A time to mourn, and there is a time to dance. And there was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life. It's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it should be now.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Shaw Moore walked into that meeting with them votes already in his pocket. He didn't have a prayer.
Bad pun, Andy.
Well, what are you going to do now?
It's over.
What if it ain't? What if you have your dancing basin?
No. The whole point was to do something here in Beaumont. Basin's what, 30 miles away?
Not where it runs up to these tracks, it ain't.
Huh?
No, I figure if the Beaumont fire trucks can't cross these tracks, well, neither can the long arm of the law.
Yeah, what about the long arm of Reverend Moore?
You remember he said if you could find a way to convince him it wouldn't be a spiritual corruption, he'd think about it.
So?
Make him think about it.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth." And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to the angel was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Yes?
I used to get such a kick out of watching you work up your sermons.
And now?
It's different. I see the stage, I see costumes. It's show business, isn't it?
Well,
things.
The only way I know to reach people's emotions. I haven't heard from you for a while. When was it? Thursday?
I was angry. You were angry.
I was not.
Yes, you were. If you weren't, you would have asked me what was wrong. You knew.
Ariel, I cannot let this dance happen.
Ren McCormick made a lot of people stop and think.
I object to that kind of music, and I think you know why.
Because people fornicate to it.
I never said that.
That's what you told the church board.
That was not meant for your ears.
Well, when do my ears get old enough, Daddy? When did you stop protecting me? I'm no saint, you know.
It's my duty to look after the spiritual growth of you.
I'm not even a virgin.
Don't you talk like that in here.
Why not? Isn't this where I'm supposed to confess my sins to my preacher? In church! I ask to be forgiven, am I? Oh, forgive me and deliver me.
You know better than you.
Thank heavens you're here. People are calling. They're at the library.
Roger! Eleanor, what are you doing?
Wait a minute, everybody,
listen to me. When did you all decide to sit in judgment? Who elected all of you to be the saviors of everybody's souls in Beaumont?
Reverend, we have a perfect right to determine what our children...
When you burned all of these, what are you going to do then? Chris, take these out of here. Satan is not in these books. He's in here. He's in your heart. Go on home, all of you. Go and sit in judgment on yourselves. Roger, go home. Eleanor, come on. Go home now. Come on, both of you.
Sometimes things don't make any sense. If you could explain to me about my father, maybe I could explain to you about your son. But it doesn't make any sense. Okay. I gotta go. Listen, I know you're gonna do what you gotta do, but thanks for listening.
Ren, thank you for, thank you. That was your friend Ren. Came here to ask me if he could take you to a senior prom. I'm running out of answers, Ariel.
I know how hard it is for you. I know I'm not making it easier. I just don't know that I believe in everything you believe.
I'm standing up here before you today with a very troubled heart. You see, my friends, I've always insisted on taking responsibility for your lives. But I'm really like a first-time parent who makes mistakes and tries to learn from them. And like that parent, I find myself at that moment when I have to decide. Do I hold on? Or do I trust you to yourselves? Let go. And hope that you've understood at least some of my lessons. If we don't start trusting our children, how will they ever become trustworthy? I'm told that the senior class of the high school has got use of a warehouse in Basin for the purpose of putting on a senior dance. Please join me to pray to the Lord to guide them in their endeavors.
I go to a prom without a corsage.
She's gorgeous.
Oh. Where do you think I should? It has a wrist thing here.
Oh, Mom, maybe you didn't have to.
I didn't. Now, I don't go on to him about it because he'll only deny it.
I was going to come up and get... I was... going to come up and get you.
What's the matter?
You're beautiful.
What?
I mean it. You are beautiful.
I think I'm checking up again.
No, she won't even know we're here. Come on.
You're the last folks I expected to see around here tonight.
Evening, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Bye. Reverend, you've done a good thing here.
Well, I'm still not sure it was the right thing.
Comes close.
Just the two of us again.
Don't you look sweet.
Hey, what, Chuck?
Oh, I got a little business with your friend McCormick.
Chuck, cool it, all right? No fights tonight, okay?
Hey, no fights, fellas. Sure, Willard.
All right.
no fights, Willie.
Damn, man. I told you, all right? I promised Rusty no fights tonight, okay?
Or something.